Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
Of the Shire. And we are finally... doing the football podcast, as far as we haven't had a football podcast in quite a long time, and basketball season's over. Football season is feels like a long ways away, but they are practicing. Spring practice is happening.
Yes.
So we are doing a little combo since the portal's opening up on Monday the 15th of April. Little portal action and then some spring practice notes.
But before we get into anything, shout out to our sponsor, Autograph. The Autograph app allows you to customize and curate your own content stream by telling the app what you're interested in, and then it'll deliver content from across multiple platforms all right to your app. Download the Autograph app, referral code AZCAT. Very cool contest, very cool deal. Shelby uses it. My parents use it. It's easy for young people. It's easy for old people. It's easy for everyone.
It is. And it's capital A-Z and then lowercase C-A-T. And you can find the Wildcat Scoop podcast easily and quickly on the Autograph app. Jason's frequently on Michael Luke's PHNX podcast as well.
It uploads right to the app.
Right. Everything in one place makes life so much easier. So we endorse it and use it daily.
And real quick, to clarify for people, the premium stuff is still on Wildcat Authority, but you don't have to be a member of Wildcat Authority to use this content. Any free content from Wildcat Authority will upload right to this app, which is really cool.
Yep. So you can find other of Jason's colleagues also on the Autograph app, so you can read a multitude of Arizona sports.
I had a choice. Should I be on Autograph or OnlyFans? I got major offers from both. We went with Autograph.
We went with Autograph.
The OnlyFans thing will always be there, I feel.
Okay. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Hey.
Anyways, getting into football.
Now I'm just picturing myself on OnlyFans.
I just think you should have an OnlyFans of people watching you play Fortnite.
Shout out to the multiple people that came up to me this weekend and all places.
At spring practice?
We had someone at practice. We had someone at a stop sign.
Oh, yes. Okay, we were driving on campus.
Shout out to you if you're listening. I don't know your name.
There was a gentleman that just was walking oddly slowly next to the car at a stop sign. And then as he walked by Jason's open window, was like, dude, I just was looking at your posts.
Yep. Shout out to the gentleman that waved to me at SACE at the Mercado.
And his son.
And his son. Well, son waved to me.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, I love all people.
Jason loves it.
If you really want to meet me, we're always at the Mercado literally every Sunday.
The best part is when Jason is with Brian from AZ Desert Swarm, and he's so flabbergasted when people come up to Jason and say hi, and like, just, you know, sometimes they freak out a little bit. And Brian just doesn't understand. It's really funny. So make sure you do it in front of Brian.
Brian suggested that we need to start getting more gear. available to people.
We do.
So that's
something we're got things working.
We're working on a shirt that I think Wildcat Authority fans will appreciate greatly.
We are. We have things going on. So we will get that out to you. You know, you were supposed to hand out the stickers in Vegas. You didn't
do
so well.
I'm very focused, Shelby. I'm locked in.
You kind of failed at handing out the stickers.
I'm locked in March.
Anyway, we'll keep working on it. So moving on to football. The transfer portal opens up on Monday, i.e., you know, either we're recording on Sunday, but if you're listening on Monday, it's opening today. What do you expect from Arizona's perspective?
So a lot of people are wondering, like, how bad this is going to get. What's Arizona going to do? I think as of now, Arizona's view is they're going to make it okay. I've talked to a few people close to the program. You can probably figure out what people means. And they basically said, look, like, anything could happen. We are prepared for anything, but we think we're going to make it out of this okay. Now, look, this is very similar to the transfer portal for basketball in a way. I'm telling you, when we record this Sunday after late afternoon, you know, early evening, that everything's fine. And then a guy could get an offer for 500 grand in the morning and be like, oh, shit. You know, like, I'm just saying, like, as it stands now, at 3:40 in the afternoon, Sunday, April 14th, the belief is that they're going to make it out pretty fine. But I think that there is no coach in the country. Now, I will say that Arizona's recruiting department has an optimistic view on this because this is when they really get to work, you know. But I have yet to see a coach or hear a coach on Arizona or any team be like, man, we are so looking forward to the transfer portal being open. It is a good opportunity for a lot of teams to get ready or improve, but it is a bad opportunity for a lot of teams to lose good players. I think the biggest thing that people have to recognize, Shelby, it is not an Arizona issue. You are much better at peace if you do not try to figure out why a kid transferred.
Right.
You're not going to be able to figure it out. No one in the country, I mean, look, some are going to be playing time. Some are going to be money. Some are going to be because they want a different look. Some are going to be depth chart. Some are because they just felt like it. I know there's a couple players on Arizona who I'm not naming yet, but I will name, that is getting family pressure to go chase a bag. They want to stay at Arizona, but they're getting family pressure to go chase a bag. Well, if that happens, I'll be sure to let you know. There are so many different reasons. It's like when people try to guess why a kid chose a school. There's so much more that goes into that than people realize. But don't be like, oh, this is a bad reflection on Brent Brennan. It is not. You are going to see transfers from schools that are the top of the country because that's just the way this thing is now. Similar to basketball. This is probably worse. But basketball, you're like, why would that guy transfer? He played 35 minutes a game and scored 17 points. Doesn't matter, right? That's just the way that this is going to be.
Okay. My natural question to you in the car is listed here, so we'll get to it. But I had said, isn't this also an opportunity that Arizona has? But we will talk about that in a second. Is there any fear that this has the potential to snowball into a bunch of guys leaving?
I don't get the vibe that Arizona really expects starters to leave. Again, fluid, blah, blah, blah. Noah Fifita, T-Mac, those guys have openly told people they are staying. It would be beyond shocking if any of those guys left. I think what Arizona fans need to look at is the second string guy that maybe thinks he should be a first string guy, that maybe got reps over the spring but is kind of wondering, like, why didn't I get more reps? Maybe I can go start on a little lower of a team. Or if I'm not going to play, if I'm going to be second string, maybe I'll at least pay me more to be second string, right? Those are actually conversations like, look, I'm cool with not playing that much, but at least if I don't play that much here, I can go get more money. Those are the guys that I would keep an eye on. I think in terms of starters, there's a couple that I would probably watch. Dakario Davis is technically still in the portal with a do not contact. Nobody really knows why he's in the portal. Maybe he wants to see what happens this go round, and he figured, look, I'm not going to go in and out, in and out. That's really the one on the defensive side to keep a very close eye on. Offensive side, you know, you would assume that there's going to be a few offensive linemen, receivers that are getting offers. Those are probably the two positions that I would keep an eye on. But again, like, there's been no indication within the offensive line room that a guy's leaving. Like, they're not prepared. Now, I will say that there's a chance, again, that a guy leaves, right? Like, that's just because he hasn't told his teammates doesn't mean, you know, I guess I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to be like, look, like, again, like, there's a certain handful of guys. Like, I don't expect Dalton Johnson, Gunnar Maldonado, Noah Fifita, T-Mac, Jonas Savanea. Like, I don't think those guys are Jacob Manu. I don't think those guys are transferring. You know, you look at the second string, and those are the guys that would shock me, those guys I just mentioned. But you look at the guys that maybe aren't playing as much. Is there a chance it snowballs? I mean, there's a chance for anything, but I will say that I don't expect that. And the coaching staff does not expect, I think, prepared for anything. But I do think it would catch them a little off guard if this thing just goes to hell by Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So forewarned is forearmed, as we like to say.
I'm giving foreplay to be forewarned.
Mm. Wow. Is that going to go into your OnlyFans?
Yeah, that's my name of my new album. It's Forewarned with Foreplay. So that's actually not bad for like a song. I'm just forewarning you with foreplay.
Are you singing it or is it rap? Is it jazz? Are you scatting?
I watched Coachella, so I'm multi-talented.
Oh, I see.
Well, you're Tyler, the Creator, had a very nice set.
Have a nice set. I really enjoyed it, too. All right, well, as I mentioned before, people forget there are two sides to this. All Arizona fans, Arizona football fans.
Well, it's everyone in the country.
Everyone in the country in particular is in the same boat, but Arizona fans in particular are freaking out already about the two that have already said they're leaving that happened this weekend. So the flip side of it is we already had 14 scholarships, and there's more.
I think this thing could, like, there's a chance this thing hits 22, 23 scholarships.
Yeah. What is Arizona going to be looking to do?
Yeah, so I think, and I was actually talking to someone close to the program the other night. Shelby wasn't kidding with her tweet. The amount of phone calls that I get, and I'm like, I show her who it is, and then I just walk out of the room.
Yeah, I tweeted I did the Michael Jackson GIF of eating
the
popcorn.
I never say who's calling me out loud because there's people around. So I just show her my phone and like walk outside.
Yeah, we were in the middle of Target. Rose, while we're at dinner.
Portillo's.
No, we were at
Target.
Dinner.
Target was Mike. Target. So Mike doesn't. I put Mike on speaker. I don't care.
I know, we're walking around Target listening to Mike.
But like, I think throughout the country people go, who are we losing? Who are we losing? But like, recruiting department, like I guarantee you, the recruiting department in Arizona and guys like Crowley and guys like that, they're not saying Fletcher Kelly, like those guys, they're not like, oh, we're screwed. They're looking at us, we got 22 scholarships that we can use to get better. Or whatever it is, it's 16.
Whatever it winds at, 16 right now.
Right, let's just say 20. We have 20 scholarships to get better. They're not going all the end of the world. So now they look at positions, okay? And we've, you know, I've been to every practice except for the ones during March Madness. And, you know, you look and you go, okay, man, Arizona really needs a second corner that can play right away, right? And so you look at that and you go, okay, so you know they're going to get that. Arizona probably needs a little depth on the interior of the defensive line. They'll add one or two guys. They probably need a defensive end. They'll add one or two guys. Me personally, I think they need a punter. I think the punting during spring has not been good. Tyler Loop is punting. I don't want that. Maybe Medina, the kid coming in, can punt. He's just not here yet. Jordan Forbes isn't terrible. I think they need a punter if they can go get one. And then you look for some depth at positions. That's kind of what you look for. Like, where can we get better? And look, like, the coaching staff isn't going to be caught flat-footed. For instance, one of the best players in JUCO, Marquise Brown, was on campus this past weekend. He doesn't have an offer. That doesn't mean they're not going to offer him. No, what happens is, let's say they lose a safety, Marquise Brown will have an offer within 5 minutes. Right, they're like, hey, let's see what happens the early next week with the portal. We'll get back to you. That's where this is. That's the type of situation. There are multiple guys that they are already recruiting in the portal. And it's not a position that necessarily you would think about. Like, they had Holloway, a long snapper from Ohio. They had him on campus because they're probably looking ahead. Alec Marenko, linebacker from New Mexico, is on campus. We're going to have an article up probably by the time you listen to this. That visit went very well. JUCO linebacker from New Mexico, Danny Gonzalez, knows him well. So it's pieces like that, too, where you add depth, you add veteran guys, and then you say, okay, can I get better? Like, Arizona lost Bill Norton, right? I like Bill Norton. But I can tell you that from Arizona coaching staff's perspective, it's not, oh, my God, we lost Bill Norton. How will we ever recover?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
And we'll get to who's replacing him in a minute. Joe Bourgeon was a second to third string tackle. Right? If you can't replace that in the portal...
Got some bigger problems.
You got some bigger problems. And even then, like, they've been running Matthew Lotto, who's been very good as a true freshman. So there's guys that, you know, overall, Arizona's going to add guys. You don't just lose guys and be like, well, shit, we have a 65-person roster. That's not how this thing works anywhere in the country, but I fully recognize that fans kind of, that's how they look at things.
Right. Okay. Well, moving into actual football. Well, actually, before we do that, I thought it'd be cute if you tell everyone that little story about Ostendorf you told me, just because, you know, you had like a nice little interaction with him this weekend on Saturday.
Yeah,
practice
with Kyle Ostendorf. We saw him at practice, and he has a broken foot. He ran, he had a trail run, broke his foot, and like a boy, he just said it was a little sore. Ran like 5 more miles on it
the next day,
and I go up to him. I'm like, "You spent 4 years at Arizona playing football. You didn't get hurt once." And he goes, "I know. I'm just an idiot." That's literally what he said. And what's funny is he's not an idiot. He's a literal genius, and he told us that he has a job offer he's going to accept in Houston from NASA.
Yep. So like we all kind of predicted, I don't know if everyone remembers that game back in the fall where they put up Ostendorf's, GPA up against, I think it was the Oregon State guy, and they were talking about who's the smarter guy. I think I was joking around like he was going to like leave Arizona and become an engineer at NASA or become an astronaut. And it seems like he's on that track. So thank you so much for your service when you get to NASA. And hopefully that foot heals up quickly. Okay, moving on to actual football. We're halfway through spring practice. What has stood out to you about this new coaching staff?
Unique, and not in a bad way. Number one, and this is a lot of this comes from people I talked to. I have my own opinions, but then I kind of bounce them off people. I was talking to a former Arizona football player the other day, and he said right away, he goes, "Have you noticed how organized the staff is? Like, it is very, this is what we're doing. These are the people that are going to do it. Like, there's no like, hey, what are we doing? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah." A lot of it is together, too. Dwayne Aquina kind of said this, that towards the end of last season, he basically got pissed and took things over because you'd have the cornerbacks in one room, the safeties in another room, the nickels in another room, and he's like, we're all part of the secondary. Like, we're like watching siloed. Film. We're watching, so a lot of these drills, like coverage and stuff, they're doing together. And there's multiple coaches. It'll be like Brett Arcee, Dwayne Aquina, Chip Viney, all helping. Special teams, it's like everyone. Like, it's a full, so it is a very organized deal. There's mixed personalities, too. Dwayne Aquina is
bigger than life.
It's ridiculous how energetic he is at his age. Josh Oglesby, you could hear from across the field. And they're very forthcoming, I think. Like, they're very honest. Bobby Wade, I haven't seen him yell, but he will do drills to show players. Like, he still had, like, he's like, no, I want you to move your body this way. Like, it's not just telling. He'll, like, run a drill, basically. They are very oriented, organized, and all that. I thought one thing that Matt Atkins, who I think is hilarious, by the way. Like, Matt Atkins is cool as crap. He made a note, and I don't know if he meant it as a shot at Jed, but a lot of us took it that way, where he basically said, like, look, like, the way we run things is, like, yeah, we're professional with that, but, like, we don't want it to be like you're in the NFL. Like, we've been working to break down barriers and get to know them as kids and people as opposed to just meat, basically. I don't know if Jed was bad at it, but there would be times where you could tell if there, like, there was just no interest, right? And so it's a situation where, you know, like, Brent Brennan will walk the field. A lot of his time will be spent with the offense, but he'll walk the field. He'll watch defensive drills. Jed Fish, I can't recall one time he watched a defensive drill. Not one. He was an offensive guy, which is great if you're a defensive coordinator because you don't have to worry about your head coach. You have full reign. And so he has, like, Jed had no input on defense. I don't know input with that of Brennan. We'll find out. But the music isn't as loud. It's lower, so you could hear instruction. There's certain, you know, not as much rap music. A lot of it is country and Hawaiian and relaxing, like, California music. And
like Beach Boys.
Yeah, like, you'll get some rap once in a while. It's just, it's a different vibe. It's still serious, but at the same time, it's not, you know, it's very teaching-wise. And I don't know how it'll look during the season, but, like, I know during the season, they won't have night practices. Brendan seems to be a morning guy. Like, there's little changes that you kind of get used to and take a look at. But very impressed so far. But again, I could be impressed by what I see in practice, but if you lose games, no one really cares.
That's true. But it does sound very focused. That's like sounds like yes. A little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
On offense, who has caught your eye, as it were?
Man, there's actually, I mean, look, one thing you have to keep in mind with the offense, Shelby, is that they're learning a new offense. So what I mean by that is there's going to be good days and bad days. Noah Fifita, for instance, has been really good, but sometimes during the install, he'll throw a couple picks that you know he isn't going to throw during a game. You know that he's throwing because it's install, and maybe him and his receivers aren't on the same page and all that. T-Mac has been unreal. Speedy Luke, actually the running back room, has been really good. Speedy Luke is I'm curious to see how Arizona uses him because Bill's not on campus yet from New Mexico, Ja'Cory Karoski Merritt. But so it's been Kwali Conley and Speedy Luke as the top two backs, but they are really using Speedy Luke a lot. Screens,
thank God,
outside, inside, like they are using him a lot in practice. They're clearly going to use him in games. Conley is good. I'm impressed by him that even Brandon John, like the running back room is good. We'll get to this in a second, but the tight ends.
Yes.
It is a vital part of this offense. Montana Lemonius Craig has had a really nice spring. You know, there's been, I think Matthew Lotto as a freshman, true freshman, he's already kind of moved up to second string. He's done well. I think the offensive line in general has been very good. For the most part, offense is just, you know, Malachi Riley's looked good and there's guys really, I haven't looked at the offense like Jackson Holman's looked pretty good. I haven't looked at the offense really and been like, man, this guy sucks. It just hasn't come up yet.
That is encouraging. Okay. What about the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah. I hate to say this cause I know people are going to be scared of losing him and they should be cause we don't know he's still in the portal, but Takario Davis has been awesome. Like he just has. He is clearly a number one corner. Really, really good. Defensive line has been pretty good. I think Trey Smith has had a nice camp so far. Second corner is probably a little iffy, but G7 has taken a step forward. A lot of it is kind of the usual suspects that you would assume are playing well. They are, really.
Okay, well, on that note, has anybody really surprised you?
Yeah, that's why I didn't kind of fully answer at the defensive side of the ball. Chuba Mai and Isaiah Johnson, the interior defensive line, in my opinion, the biggest surprise in the entire team.
Wow.
And part of what made, I don't want to call Bill Norton expendable, but you know what I mean. Like, part of it that kind of softened the blow. Chuba has been awesome. And the thing is, like, he's huge. And so you're like, but he doesn't play huge. Like, he does, but he's quick. Like, he's much quicker than you would think.
He's, like, moving fast.
Right. Isaiah Johnson has been a guy that the coaches have liked. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. He's healthy. He is strong. There's been a couple plays where Josh Baker, who's solid, he'll literally just, like, move him to the side. Like, he is. And the thing is, Josie Amalo, his approach is different on the defensive line, where he likes aggression. It's not just we're holding our ground. He likes aggression, and you can tell, you know, overall the approach and stuff like that. Those two guys have stood out a lot. I think Tay Brown has had a very nice camp. But, you know, offensively, I think maybe Speedy Luke's role has surprised me a lot, not the fact that he's a good football player. You know, Jackson Holman, I think, has surprised me a little bit. Roberto Miranda has been a major surprise on the offensive side of the ball. This is a guy who had one catch in,
I remember that,
4 years or whatever. It was last season, and it was because they forced him. Meanwhile, in camp, he's the number one tight end, and he's very clearly right now the number one tight end because of his blocking ability and his catching ability. Like, he's been good route running. So that's something that has really stuck out as well.
We would be remiss if we didn't mention T-Mac at least once.
How is I he did been? Mention him, but he's not a surprise.
I know, but...
I mean, we know how good he
people
is.
People want to hear that he's awesome. He's catching balls with one finger, whatever crazy
and
stuff.
I will say,
does.
Look, I don't want to get people's hopes up, but in a way, Justin Flo has been a surprise because he's been visible. Like, there were times last year you wouldn't even know he's at practice, but at least this year, like, he's had plays where you're like, oh, there's Justin Flo, which is more than you did last year. And I think I said this in a previous podcast, but someone came up to me and that knows Flo and the inner workings. He said, I can tell you, look, I don't know if this is going to work out, but I can tell you that Flo has got the more individual coaching, one-on-one advice type of stuff than he has at any other point in his career. Like, they're really trying to give him kind of like one last shot.
Yeah, they need him uploaded and ready to go. Okay, well, personnel-wide, what are some overall thoughts?
Yeah, personnel-wise, that was a typo. I'm sorry.
Ugh.
The tight end is a thing, Shelby.
It is a thing!
So I can't go into too many details about the looks. There's been a lot of dollar package because that's the best package. Like, that's Arizona's best players. Their DBs are legit.
Right.
If you could get Dalton, Genesis, Gunner, and Stukes on the field at the same time, you got to do it, right? It's just the way it is. They're using a lot of 12 personnel. It is very unique in college football. I'm not sure. I'd have to look. If there are Big 12 teams that use 12 personnel, it is very, very minimal. They're sending tight ends in motion. They're lining up. But the tight end and Matt Atkins, who's the passing game coordinator, happens to be the tight ends coach as well. And he's like, we're still figuring out who can do what. But he's like, rest assured, like, we're gonna catch teams off guard with how we use tight ends. Like, they're recruiting a tight end. They have a commitment. They're offering more tight ends.
Oh my God, it's a secret weapon.
Like, they're going to take, like, multiple tight ends in a class, and they are absolutely going to use them. Defensively, there hasn't really been a surprise. I think they're more aggressive under Aquino's call. Like, I think he wants them to blitz more and go for interceptions more and stuff like that. They have forced more turnovers this spring. Offensively, I think they're kind of still trying to figure out what they want to be offensively in a way, but there's things that they like. But I will say there's a lot of screens, there's a lot of running backs in the passing game, and there's a ton of tight end usage, which I think is a big deal.
Oh my gosh. Well, I love all of that, just like I love football, and, you know, I love you. So
thanks, hon.
I feel very relieved to finally get the football podcast pretty much part one done, because we anticipate probably having a follow-up podcast sometime this week, you know, depending on what happens with the transfer portal, as far as, like, immediately on Monday and Tuesday maybe. But there'll be more football to come. Basketball note, you know, Kylan Boswell officially transferred to Illinois. That was announced on Sunday, so that's not a surprise if you've listened to the basketball podcast. That was coming. So if anything breaking happens with basketball, that will get priority again, but I think we're good.
You know how to close it out, dude.
I always know how to close it out. I thought, do you want to sing? Do you have any?
No matter
what you do.
We gave our puppy his first bath today.
I will always be with you. We did give him his first bath today, and he was so good. Alrighty. On a serious note, no matter where you are.
No matter who you are.
Or what you do.
Where you are. Or what species you are.
And if you're listening from Rome.
Man or woman.
Or Japan.
He, she, it, me, you, him, her.
Phoenix or Tucson.
Dog, cat, lizard, human being, whale, amphibian, cold-blooded or warm-blooded.
You can always.
Always.
Bear down.
Bear down. Shout out to my guy, Umar Balo.
Umar!
All I'm going to say is this. Spread the wealth, my guy.
Get that bag, baby.
Spread the wealth.
CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire!
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.